End of the first talk on Friday evening, July 13th, 2001. And start of talk two, Saturday morning, July 14th.
Including even your enemies. In the Mahayana tradition, we have to give rise to compassion for all sentient beings, including even our enemies. If we don't have compassion for our enemies, then it doesn't count as great compassion. Some people think that this tradition that asks you to have compassion for the people who do your harm is a tradition that asks you to harm yourself. But this is the Mahayana tradition, whatever you want to call it, that's how it is. And in fact, if everybody in a particular country, if everybody had compassion for one another and treated each other well, it would be a pure land. But that's not going to happen, and we shouldn't expect that it will. So therefore, we have to develop compassion for some people who aren't going to be compassionate towards us. And that's the path of the Mahayana. Since the practices of the Mahayana are summarized perfectly in this text, the 37 practices of a Bodhisattva, we should recite it together now.
Nato tata jigo te tong zhigwa jing zhe de la de. Kang yi mi mi yu mi yu mi ma yi yu mi le yin de. Da bur mi nung yi zhe tang ra su su rang ki zhe xe wu. Zhe mi yi zhe wu zhir na de mi kwa kwan la jia pa. Dang dang ra bur nam bur jom zhe tam ju ni ma de la de. Sim te rang xe wu zhir ve na ni mong o wu mi zhe. Kang dang ro ken tang mi ta xe yang ta to na tam xe la. Dubu sanje jiju zipa dhubha mebe longa Simji namdanda yi 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 zingha de la de La yi ke dang lu dang nu jingge Dhum da dham ma yi ke nam Ruhu ke jitra ke jitra ba tam Chi ke du da ke jitong do
On la to ta chen de pama nyen de ji zhu se Brata je be simji tam je jitong do Si yi ni jin talim nebe yang da par dubu sanje je Gompa Rinpoche Drupal Sa, Deyi Che De Tambi Chula Chusang Gonson Che Tsunpar Jeho Nyambe, Sampa Sanjun Chodo Tok Chepo Ngondo Tante Sampa.
Before listening to the teachings, please give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta, which means that for the benefit of all sentient beings, beginning with our father and mother, and extending the love and compassion we feel for them to everyone, including even our enemies, we aim to attain the state of perfect enlightenment that falls neither into the extreme of existence nor into that of peace. We know that in order to do this, we must listen to, reflect upon, and meditate on the teachings of the genuine Dharma with all of the enthusiasm we can muster in our hearts. This is the supreme motivation of bodhicitta. Please give rise to it and listen.
Tene tepa chenpo juyo lama, da yeza chega tepa chenpo juyo lama la, dorji ne dun yo pa le, dorji lewa tangpor dorji ne ye te chidun do du hyu sen te, talam tene dorji ne nga ba sanjuk je lewa la, dorji ne nga ba sanjuk la lewa chegre, te chidun do du hyu sen.
Our topic is the text known as the highest Mahayana continuum. And last night I offered you a brief explanation of the first four Vajra points. So tonight we will pick up with the fifth Vajra point, which is enlightenment. It starts on page 182.
Tene toza sanjo hebala. Jedo nyeba, toba sanjo tembala. Heza tonjo ngovondor temba. Chechor domdo temba. Teda jerte heba tansomle. Tambune, taktomne, jeta nye hezaba somte. Cherante zaba. Soso do?
Tona.
So what is to be realized is enlightenment. And in this chapter, there about what is to be realized, there are three main parts. The first one is a short explanation of the essence of the subject to be explained. The second is a concise summary of the way that this will be explained. And the third is a detailed explanation by way of combining these first two. And the root verse for the first part says, with its purity, attainment, freedom, benefit for oneself and others, their basis, depth, vastness, and greatness of nature, duration and suchness, it has eight qualities.
Lam tar sembe, tekba chembu, lam tar sembe. Deva toba ngowo, sanjung ne, chepar je dang dende. Depe takpe chepar. Gomdob ju topa, panza dang trawa, rangin rang dang yin ju tong droba, de ten topso, Yuntin dan damba, saba samu, saba chuju kotang. Jachewa, longju zubu kotang, dani chimpu truko namji yevatang. Kowa chese je pardo, kowa chese matonge pardo, neba tuji chepartang. Chuni chetawa rangindu hebar sawawu.
Enlightenment, the commentary reads, is the essence of realization. It is the fruit of the final perfection of the path of the Mahayana and possesses the following eight particular qualities. First, it is purified from the veils. Second, it is attained through the power of meditation, which constitutes the path. Third, it is free from anything to be abandoned. Fourth, it is the accomplishment of benefit for oneself and others. Fifth, it possesses the powers and so forth, the basis of these benefits. Sixth, it contains the division of the three kayas, the Dharmakaya, which is deep, the Sambhogakaya, which is vast, that's seven, and the Nirmanakaya, which is the embodiness of greatness, that the embodiment of greatness, that's the eighth. It is durable in that it exists as long as samsara lasts. Its nature is suchness, the true state of everything. So now this commentary has been translated, Jamgon Kontro Lodutai's commentary has been translated, and it's very clear in the commentary. So there's not too much need to explain further beyond what's here. Instead, when you have the opportunity, you should study this commentary and its meaning will be evident. I explained this text in over the course of 6 months in 1978. In the morning, I taught this every day. In the afternoon, I taught the text called The Jewel Ornament of Liberation by Dagpo Rinpoche. And at that time, Rosie Fuchs, who translated this book, was present, and she attended all the course, and then she worked on this for a long time, putting this book together. So I hope that it's good. I can't read English, so I can't say directly, but my hope is that it's a good translation. So there were a lot of... There weren't a lot of translators at that time. So I had to explain things slowly and in great detail by writing the root verses on the blackboard, and then we went over everything very carefully. So since we had to go over things so carefully, I hope that this translation is free of any unclarity or any doubts or uncertainty. Then the second is the concise summary by the way of explanation that says, and here the root verse says, by the topics essence, cause, fruit, function, endowment, manifestation, permanence, and inconceivability, the level of a Buddha is presented. In some Tibetan Shedras, philosophical universities, the tradition is first you study the root verses of a text, and then after you've done that, then you study a commentary. So if you first start out by studying the root verses and then you study the commentary later, then that makes things very clear. In the In our book that we have translated here, the root verse is set out very nicely in bold type, and then the commentary follows that. And it's much easier than the Tibetan text, where in the commentary you just get a little sentence that says, here the root verse goes from this word to that word. The whole thing isn't written out, so it's easier to study it in English. And the way the commentary is written is that first you get a brief explanation, then an extensive explanation, then a summarizing explanation, and that makes it very easy to understand. So in this way, if there's something you didn't understand from one explanation, from one perspective, then you can pick it up from the extensive explanation or maybe the summarizing explanation at the end. And if it becomes clear from one of those two explanations, then that makes the first explanation clear. So it's since it's explained from all these different perspectives, then that's very helpful to us. By means of the following eight topics, the ultimate fruit is therefore presented as being the level of Buddhahood. The topic essence describes the fact that it possesses the two types of purity. In addition to the sphere being by nature completely pure, this refers to the Dharma Dhatu, the expanse of genuine reality, it is also free from the adventitious stains. It is free from anything to be abandoned.
Pando yonzo jesanjo topar saipa la yokare nyam ya number mado be hitan jitob chiza nam ji ji hinire nyam da nyam ya da jitob je lam nyam so lambate sanjo to bjoyton.
The term, or the topic, cause, describes the means to attain this enlightenment, this abandonment and realization. And it describes it as being the practice of the path of the meditative and the post-meditative phases. In short, in the meditation phase, we need the practice of emptiness, and in the post-meditative phase, we need the practice of compassion. And from practicing on the path, we get the next one, the topic fruit, describes the fact that due to the practice of this path of meditative equipoise and the post-meditative state, it is free from the pollution of the two veils.
Donna Sanju Karre Travasona Dimni Bhakyata Jepa Sanju.
So if we ask what is enlightenment, the answer is that it is the freedom from the veils of the mental afflictions and the veil of cognitive obscurations, together with the karmic imprints that these veils leave in the mind. It is the complete freedom from all of that.
Dreba ni pambale, dimni pacha than jebale, pambala tinte, randa yinje, tuni lunjan drobate, then a legitimate. Sanjuk tom ne lega karajagre, led the carre, ransom tuni droba. Then a yendo musu drope, random hul drope.
The topic function describes the fact that due to the veils being abandoned, it accomplishes two benefits, benefit for oneself and others. So once the two veils are abandoned, then what does the Buddha do? What is the Buddha's activity? It is to benefit the Buddha, oneself, him or herself, and also to benefit others. And the way that the two benefits are accomplished is that directly, the activity that is performed is the benefit of others, and by virtue of that, through the power of that, then one also naturally accomplishes one's own benefit.
Then Sanju, Sanju Tom, then that Sanju to be just lega and Sanju to be lega the carasena, Yendong was a dribble round on Hugotobati lega.
So, as people sometimes wonder, well, once I attain enlightenment, what am I going to do? Like, what's my job at that point? So, the job of the Buddha is to benefit, perform the two types of benefit, overtly or explicitly benefiting others, and as a result of that, naturally, what goes along with it is to benefit oneself. For example, if you have a school with a good teacher who has compassion for the students and intelligence, then the teacher will be of great benefit to the students, and as a result of that, will naturally things will come out good for the teacher also. So that's like an example.
Ta dembe do te da gte tin de karisena sanje machap yen tin de dembe do sanje machap se jite yen tin te soju ke bi sanje machap yen tin nam dan demba te sanju to ne dembe do ya sanju to ne kar de ge do yen tin kar de de ge do yen tin kar de do se na
The topic endowment describes the fact that it, enlightenment, possesses inconceivable qualities, providing the basis for these two benefits. So, if you ask, well, if I get enlightenment, then what do I get? Like, what are the qualities that the Buddha has? And then the answer to that is they are the qualities that ordinary beings cannot conceive of. And they are described in much more detail in the chapter called Qualities, which is the chapter following this one.
If
we were talking about worldly qualities, then we could identify what they were, we could analyze them and quantify them and say they're like this and that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about qualities that ordinary beings cannot conceive of. So they are said to be transcend the
mundane.
For example, if you take some extraordinary person who's able to do things in a miraculous way to others, in a way that's really incredible, then you can examine that person and say, well, their body has this proportion and they look like this and that exactly. And you can say their speech sounds like this and that, but you can't look at their mind. You can't really see the qualities that are present in their mind. The topic manifestation describes the fact that these qualities manifest through the division of the three kayas, the svabhavika kaya or the dharmakaya, meaning the essence kaya, the sambhoga kaya, meaning the kaya or the dimension of enlightenment that is called the enjoyment dimension, and the nirmana kaya, which is the emanation body. So if we ask, well, how do these inconceivable qualities manifest? What form do they take? They take the form of the three kayas. Ultimately, they take the form of the dharmakaya. But the fact is that ordinary beings can't perceive the dharmakaya because it's not an object of the sense consciousnesses. So there's no way to relate to it or gain benefit from it directly for ordinary beings. So that's why the Buddha manifests in the two form kayas, or form dimensions of enlightenment. For the pure bodhisattvas, the noble beings, the Buddha manifests as the sambhogakaya. Only the bodhisattvas can see the sambhogakaya, for example, the five Buddha families. And the Buddha manifests also as the nirmanakaya, which is the emanation that everybody can see, sentient beings and noble bodhisattvas alike.
The kosam kosam ji yeva som gup jum sen kar sa na chuko me ba yin na ta to san ji ma cha pe yin ten de den ba te me ba cha re long ko me na pha pa nam ji ju yo den ja ya me ba re tru ko me na dan dan chuko tru ko me na su su che wo nam jin thong ya yo ma te sen na som gup.
So if we ask the question, why do there need to be three kayas? The answer is that if there were no dharmakaya, then there would be no source of the, no repository of the inconceivable qualities of enlightenment. But if there were no sambhogakaya, then the noble bodhisattvas whose sphere of experience has transcended that of ordinary beings would have no teacher to relate to. And if there were no nirmanakaya, then ordinary beings would have no teacher to relate to. So therefore, there are three kayas. So for example, if there are bodhisattvas who want to, male and female, who want to be of benefit to others, then the most important thing is the mind. You have to have a good mind that has a pure intention to be of benefit to others. But then you need the body to be able to demonstrate that, to be able to display to others your love and compassion and to do things to be a benefit to them. And you also need speech to be able to speak words of compassion and words of love to others. So all three, body, speech, and mind, are important. The topic permanence describes the fact that of these three kayas, the first will last as long as there is space, and the latter two as long as there are sentient beings. So, once we know what the three kayas are, then the question is, what is their duration? And their duration is permanent.
Sanje Majabatone, Tar Simbam, Tar Topa, Jetava Yimbe Tone, Parba Namje, Susu Jevon, Jetem Parba Namje, Sanje Majabatone, Topar Kava, Sanje Majabatone, Ton Jeboan, Namja Jebote Nam, Nije, Devon Tar Topa, Sanje Jesan and Namber Jabayeno.
The topic inconceivability describes the way the final ultimate fruit actually is as being inconceivable to ordinary beings. And by means of these eight topics, the ultimate fruit is presented to be the level of Buddhahood.
In the number Lola, Sanjay de Tamboni, Tapa Ranzon, Jetema, Mayan, but Tambo, Simjin, Papa Hill, then a Lam Tepa Jimbulan, Yams, Lang de Sanjay by Embassena, then a Sanjay by Joe, Simjin Nello, Dikinibu Yotta, then a Tremajan's journey, then a Tanda, Sanjay Machapu, and Tinjapati Hikuba. Namja Jello did.
Since the Buddha is not a permanent original state, in other words, since one must start out as a sentient being and then practice on the path in order to attain enlightenment, then all of these topics we need to know. We need to know what are the causes of attaining enlightenment, what results come from those causes, up to what are the qualities of enlightenment like.
Then it does Sancho deliver the Ton J. J. Conga, Ton J. the young hitter Madabanidoa. Ton J. J. Conso Dute, Ton J. the Conso Mandibayo Mare, Ton J. but the Sun Tinker.
Ton J. Dito.
De Conson Dugger. Ton J. J. Conson Dubata Sancho.
Nasa. And the Karasna di teacher Tambola and Gay Yore. So, this topic of enlightenment is explained by means of these two presentations of eight qualities each, or eight aspects each, and they both encompass everything that this chapter has to tell us.
Sanji Ninji Chembu Yubaseno, Zeva Ninji Chembu Dangabaseno, then he hit her Madavanad
and
Doy hit her Tabar.
And the way that those who follow the Mahayana understand why there are these different presentations is that the Buddha, out of his compassion, gave different presentations in the sutras to his disciples. And these explanations are in harmony with what the Buddha taught in the sutras.
Ta sumba la dun ngo da jo je par he ba devo le denba denba, joba, taba, sanje, majabe, ton sheba, tang, dunne. Quand ils sont dans le dunne, on mot de Dieu de tambo, donc, je n'ai pas de dunne.
Moi, the third part, the detailed explanation that is the combination of these two presentations, has seven parts. The first is an extensive explanation of the essence and the cause, then of the result, the function, the endowment, the manifestation, permanence, and inconceivability. So why are there seven parts here instead of eight? Because the first two, the essence and the cause, have been combined.
Tele tambo tambo le ni ta pa tang ta pa tu chun do te te ton je par che ba ni le ta pa tu chun do te ba ne Rāngyē vāsāri kī jōkāyī nyādāṅ kāyī lōrājī Nyōmō kīsī tīnsō tūkū drabā yīnā drip jōrbā Drimē sāngjī yuñtī kūntī tāktī yungrōṅ sāngjī nī Tēnā chūlā mātō nāmjī yīkī tālā tēnā tōpsūmārā.
The first of these, the explanation of the essence and the cause, has two parts. The concise explanation of the way purity is attained, and the detailed explanation of its meaning. So the concise explanation of the way purity is attained is described in the following root verse. Enlightenment, of which the Buddha said, it is by nature clear light, is similar to the sun and space. It is free from the stains of the adventitious poisons and hindrances to knowledge, the veils of which obscured it like a dense sea of clouds. Buddhahood is permanent, steadfast, and immutable, possessing all the unpolluted Buddha qualities. It is attained on the basis of two primordial wisdoms. One is free from ideation with regard to phenomena, the other is discriminative. So we should recite this root verse together. Enlightenment, of which the Buddha said it is by nature clear light, is similar to the sun and space. It is free from the stains of the adventitious poisons and hindrances to knowledge, the veils of which obscured it like a dense sea of clouds. Buddhahood is permanent, steadfast, and immutable, possessing all the unpolluted Buddha qualities. It is attained on the basis of two primordial wisdoms. One is free from ideation with regard to phenomena, the other is discriminative.
Tabo ni denje, semje nelo denji nimbu, tangbo ni nambar taba, yene rangi je nambar taba, tang dena. Te tendo, lor nchurba drama sebe, lor trada je taba te. Tabo ni denje, sanje te den taba ni dene, sanje te, rangi je o sarva o se. Tabanye denje sanje te kandere rangin je osawa. Rangin je osawa ki. Nye donje long le jeba. Nye donje do te long la tandon da nye donje eba le. Nye donje long nam le jeba. Jeba kanye be. Sanjo te ne. Chepar yedang den de. Chepar yedekar re. Yehi te. Nelo to be he did Debarjurbe, Dhamma mebe, Dhamma meba, Debar pambe chebardang, Debar pambe chebardang. Dhamma mebe sanje ju yundin, Topso yundin koyndan dinla. Takdin yungdong yung overjurbe, sanje nyin chodo, chodo jurba yun, yundin kundin je chebardang. Som. Sanjok de nyam yad chu tam je la nambar mudob yi da jitob hirza nambar je be yi hi je yi hi da ga lam nyam so lamba la ten to ba ju yi che par je te che par ye dan den ba yi no che par yi de ako so
ako so
ya tenen de hi jam go se
na so The state of a Buddha which possesses the two types of purity. So what are these two types of purity? The first is the essential purity, that is the basic nature of mind, that is naturally pure, just the way it is. The second is the purity, that is the freedom from the adventitious stains that prevent one from realizing that natural purity. So when you've got those two types of purity, then that's what the Buddha is. And this is enlightenment, of which the words of the Buddha conveying the definitive meaning state, it is by nature clear light. So in the sutras and tantras in general, you have two different types of teachings. One is called teachings of the provisional meaning. And those teachings are not to be taken literally because they are leading to some point. But the teachings that are the definitive teachings can be taken literally because they are describing the nature of reality definitively. And so the teaching that the nature of enlightenment is clear light is from those definitive teachings. And this enlightenment has four particular qualities. First, it is similar to the sun in that primordial wisdom has expanded, and it is similar to space in that there is the aspect of abandonment, which constitutes purity. This is the particularity in terms of the essence. Yeah, well, basically what that's saying is that is the, out of these four characteristics, then this is the first one, which is the essence. So it's the distinctive feature of the essence, you could say. Second, it is free from the pollution of the veils of the adventitious mental poisons and hindrances to knowledge, which obscured it like a dense sea of clouds. So this is the characteristic of a steadfastness and immutability. This is the characteristic of the way in which it is endowed with qualities. And fourth, this enlightenment is attained on the basis of the practice of the path by means of the two primordial wisdoms present during meditation and in the post-meditative phase, respectively. The first is primordial wisdom that is completely free from ideation or conceptuality with regard to all phenomena, and the second is primordial wisdom that fully and thoroughly discriminates all objects of knowledge. This is the characteristic of the cause.
Tamba ni den je sanje chu jin yu che par ye dan den de ngo ran yi je number ta ba kan ye lo trup drama ba cha da je ba se be se ta yun din to su yun din sanje ma cha ba da den be se ta ju nyam ja da jitob ji yi hi
Given enlightenment of the Buddhas, it is endowed with four particular qualities, because first, its essence is completely pure. Second, it is the exhaustion or the abandonment of all of the fleeting obscurations. Third, it is endowed with inconceivable qualities. And fourth, it has as its cause the meditative and post-meditative development of the wisdom that knows the true nature of things, and that the wisdom that knows all objects, no matter how many there are.
Tambo simjin de sanje drup to be jumsin de karasana, then the sanje nail of the hinyambuti, more and yinj number tabare. More and yinj number taba yina young, simjin imbis and a low interpret tramayabore, Yamatinj, Namkatinj trabanda with tramayabore. Then the tramate than tempe yinti nibatabore. Tramate that travel topji, topsoji, you intend the tempe yinti, topsoji, you intend the tempare. Then Joda Kara Yamsa Lanson, Yamja number Matobe Hida, Jitov Hisa Namji Hinila Tende Sajutos.
So these four points are important for us to know, because first of all, we have to know that it's possible for ordinary sentient beings to become enlightened. Well, how do we know that? Because of the first point. The essence of mind is completely pure. It is luminous clarity that it, by its nature, in the essence of what it is free from any stain or imperfection. The second point, though, is that ordinary sentient beings still have fleeting stains that prevent them from recognizing the true nature of mind. So we need to eliminate those. We need to purify them. Then we will attain the qualities that are described in the third point, the inconceivable qualities of enlightenment. And if we ask, how do we do this? Well, we have to follow the path of the meditative and post-meditative phases that develop these two types of wisdom.
Rangin namda ke dekhi nimbo dan dembe simjin imbe sena ten lowo jitama jana sanje ba imbe sena jumsin le ten de simjin tamje tene jota jo nimbo ten sawam jo ni nyam so lana te sanje je ko moto to ba.
And in fact, the Buddha starts out as an ordinary sentient being. And in the past, this happened countless times, that there were countless sentient beings who traversed the path and reached the highest level of ultimate enlightenment. The reason why that's possible is that the nature of all of their minds, as with the nature of our own mind, is the completely pure Buddha nature. So it's definitely doable. So how do you do it? You have to practice the path that has these two causes.
Then it didn't tempe de then it jui to jin kanga tama tene pa the moka ki dava tan karmitin and roto wundu namka kangbala roto visena jumzin latin jutana then it more matamche jutana roto.
So for example, these days people are able to do extraordinary things by flying in rockets and going to the space station and traveling to other planets. But it's not like those are extraordinary beings who go to those places and they're the only ones who can do it. Anybody can do it who gets the causes together. If you study and you bring all the proper causes and conditions together, then there's nothing preventing anyone else from going to these places too. Like Dennis Tito, he was a rich guy and he paid $20 million and he went up in the space station. So rich people now can do this. It shows that it's open to anybody. So it's just like that.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
This verse is very important, so we should recite it three times. So we will recite it together slowly and we'll meditate at the same time, and this way we'll take a recitation meditation break.
On page 183, and
if you're reciting something that is a worldly, some worldly topic, it's not easy to take a break by reciting that because there's no meditation that goes along with it. But since it's a Dharma text, then you can read it and meditate on it at the same time. And it's very relaxing.
Oh, yeah.
One style of meditation is to focus on the sounds that you're making when you're reciting as being sound and emptiness undifferentiable and rest within that. And another style is to, while you're reciting, look back at the essence of mind. And if you focus one-pointedly on the meaning of the words while you're reciting them, then that's like a shamatha meditation. And if you meditate on how the words are empty of any inherent existence, then that's vipassana. And if when you're reciting, you look back at the thoughts that are in the mind nakedly, and you let go and relax, then that's Maha Mudra. Because there's not a lot of the Tsikchegi Kola Namto Mato Namdo Shenda
Yogi.
It's because when you're reciting, there isn't a lot of time for other thoughts to arise besides the thoughts about this one particular topic about which you're reciting. So we have a very good opportunity to look at some very vivid thoughts without a whole lot of different kinds of thoughts, but just at these few thoughts about what we're reciting. So these thoughts about what we're reciting are all connected and they proceed very quickly from one subject that we're reciting about to the next. So there's not much chance for other kinds of thoughts to pop up. But even if they do pop up in between, then they're not connected to anything else in the mainstream of thought, so they disappear.
Yeah.
Enlightenment of which the Buddha said it is by nature clear light is similar to the sun and space. It is free from the stains of the adventitious poisons and hindrances to knowledge, the veils of which obscured it like a dense sea of clouds. Buddhahood is permanent, steadfast and immutable, possessing all the unpolluted Buddha qualities. It is attained on the basis of two primordial wisdoms. One is free from ideation with regard to phenomena. The other is discriminative. Enlightenment of which the Buddha said it is by nature clear light is similar to the sun and space. It is free from the stains of the adventitious poisons and hindrances to knowledge, the veils of which obscured it like a dense sea of clouds. Buddhahood is permanent, steadfast and immutable, possessing all the unpolluted Buddha qualities. It is attained on the basis of two primordial wisdoms. One is free from ideation with regard to phenomena. The other is discriminative. Enlightenment of which the Buddha said it is by nature clear light is similar to the sun and space. It is free from the stains of the adventitious poisons and hindrances to knowledge, the veils of which obscured it like a dense sea of clouds. Buddhahood is permanent, steadfast and immutable, possessing all the unpolluted Buddha qualities. It is attained on the basis of
observations with regard to phenomena. The other is discriminative.
Etan de mekazo nando ngovla chirje te lojuluna sar san san tang san za lohi kendo uchona tene ngaso ngaso.
If when you're reciting like that and you look back at the thoughts nakedly and just let go and relax and you have a beautiful experience of clarity and vividness and mind is radiant and bright, then that's a very nice way to take a rest.
Dele do zendem because o ten do ma de kazu sa yo ngan jo pun do gu gu o religious sing ma de le ka le
really
tam
na so
ji sing ma de ngan se so on go na ga do ka ba na do te ru sam na nam do yen da le yo do rit ni ta ta kap sa yo.
If on the other hand, when you're reading it, you think, when is this going to finish? I got to get going. I'm going to miss my train. I got places to go. I got work to do. My feet hurt sitting like this. It's giving me a headache. Then thoughts, other types of thoughts are distracting you from the meditation and you won't get much of a rest that way. Because if you look at... If you look at what agitates the mind, when people get agitated, it's thoughts that agitate the mind. So in order to make the mind peaceful, we need to let thoughts dissolve. The second explanation is the detailed explanation of its meaning. And here we're still talking about the essence and cause. And so the sections of this are fourfold. The essence, the way that it possesses qualities, the meaning of the stains, and the cause by which one becomes free from these veils.
Sanje nini yermepa tabu chuje rabseva. Nyaman kagin yishitan pamba nije tseni doji sasa.
So we're on page 184, and the root verse here reads, Buddhahood is indivisible, yet can be divided according to its property of twofold purity. Thus it has two features, which are abandonment and primordial wisdom, similar to space and the sun.
Namka rangin je number taba chetawa yendo. Yehi je rangin yer me be yendin. Osar wa tokba tang. Osar de tokba tang denjen. Nyomomba drepa, hibza drepa, pachata jepa, nambata pa pamba te, pando, poson soba, nijin, senijin, dekabsa ta sanje ji yun tinte, dene pando, poson soba li shi. Diksoni.
Diksona.
Ya, tena jorson.
Maso. The enlightenment of a Buddha exists indivisibly from the completely pure nature that is the essence of all sentient beings. When additionally, at the end of the purifying process, it has also become free from the adventitious stains, it possesses two types of purity, purity of nature and purity in terms of purification, and can be divided according to this property of twofold purity. Thus, it possesses two characteristics which are the best possible abandonment and realization. Just as space is by nature completely pure, it is totally pure from the two veils. That is the characteristic of abandonment. Just as the sun is by nature clear light, it is luminous clarity, this quality being inseparable from the nature of primordial wisdom. This is the characteristic of realization. So here the qualities of enlightenment are described as the qualities of abandonment and realization. So we'll recite this together three times.
Buddha is indivisible, yet can be divided according to its property of twofold purity. Thus it has two features which are
The way that it possesses qualities is described in the next verse. Luminous clear light is not created. It is indivisibly manifest in the nature of beings. and holds all the Buddha properties, outnumbering the grains of sand in the river Ganges.
Sāpa mēpā, nyūmō mēpā, sāpa mēpē chūjī yīng, rāngyīng jī wō sārvā, vāsā tē tēne jūchīng lē jīpā māyīmbā, rāngyīng jī wō sārvā, chūkū tēne, jū tāng jīng jī ngōmbār ndō sēpā mēkīng, jūchīng jī jīpān dūzē mārā mēkīng. Sēm jīng tām jīng jī rāngyīng tō, yēr mēpā jūpā jīng yī lā, Semjin tamjin ji semjin rangin de ye me ban ju guan ji. Tenyi chu kangge longge ne dorje changle chang de xian. Che me be sanje ji yun de tuop ju la so pe. Chun nam guan dang du ni ye ni lun rup ju zu du den ba nye to. Yun de lun ju zu den ba.
The Dharmakaya, which is by nature luminous clear light, is an unpolluted sphere, meaning that it is the expanse free from mental afflictions. It is not created by causes and conditions, yet is indivisibly manifest within the nature of all sentient beings. Since beginningless time, it has spontaneously, naturally possessed all the properties of a Buddha, such as the powers and so forth. These qualities are immeasurable, and their number is beyond that of the grains of sand in the river Ganges.
Rangin jine madrup tang chap tang lumu rupa nye je nyumun khisi drapa tir ten tang drapar drapa yin khisa wasan.
The third point describes the meaning of the stains. And the verse says, by nature not existent, pervasive, and adventitious, the veils of the poisons and of the hindrances to knowledge are described as being similar to a cloud.
Lodrupa tramanam rangin chine madrupa madrupa teyang rangin chine dhumani yene denbar madrupa sertang trama yene denbar madrupa sertang madab nekab Lord me mata bne kap so simjin tamje la chapar se besetang pang do ruam ra do ru lor wa da de besete jumse somre jumse sombo de namje tarpe ke tarpa thopala ke su chur ba nyomom bdraba tang thamche chenpa dzogpa sanje thopa la kekso sepa khipse drepa nyiputa semchenche nekab ter tenche nyama drepa tang tenche nyama tang namkha la drepa tang drawar rangin je wo sarwa vaisa dekhi nyambo la drepar jodo te dipsur tenpa re tekso la
Since beginningless time, the stains by been truly existent. So they've never been real. Their nature is to be not real, not truly existent. In the unpurified phase, they pervade everything, meaning all sentient beings. And they are adventitious since they are able to be removed. For these three reasons, the veil of the mental poisons, which constitutes the obstacle to liberation, and the veil of the hindrances to knowledge, which constitutes the obstacle to omniscience, are said to be similar to a cloud. Just as a cloud veils the sun and the sky, These two veils obscure the nature of clear light in the phase of ordinary beings. So let's recite this three times.
By nature not existent, pervasive and adventitious, the veils of the poisons and of the hindrances to knowledge are described as being similar to a cloud by nature not existent, pervasive and adventitious, the veils of the poison and of the hindrances to knowledge are described as being similar to a cloud by nature not existent, pervasive and adventitious, the veils of the poisons and of the hindrances to knowledge are described as being similar to a cloud.
Yepa drapa than travel sepi june. Drapa ni de ni than trava ye, june hi ni inde. Moto patan te ne, yeto tene hi lojisa.
The fourth section, the cause by which one becomes free from the veils, has the root text that reads, twofold wisdom causes release from the two veils, since there is the one that is free from ideation, and the one ensuing from this in post-meditation, it is held that there are two primordial wisdoms.
Sundar to Gomba Yinde. Deyan Sanju Samba the Sama Namje Nyam Yado Do Kan Zukan Zume Kande Kan Swamje Kan Swambe Nyumumbe Nyambo Nambar Modobe Yi Gombe Soche Nyumumbe Draba Jongar Sebata De Jisu Toba Sabata Jacheva Lasoba Hiza Jinye Betun Nambar Jebe Yi Gombe So cheva wang de sena so cher hibze draba jume dedane ihi ni embar juto ya ihi ni embar dodo.
Through freeing oneself from the two veils of the mental poisons and hindrances to knowledge, Through freeing oneself from the two veils of the mental poisons and hindrances to knowledge, the vimuktika. Vimuktikaya, or the kaya of complete liberation, and the dharmakaya, the kaya of qualities, are directly revealed. The cause bringing about this fruit consists of the fact that twofold primordial wisdom is jointly cultivated. The two primordial wisdoms are the ones realizing correctly and completely. In the phase of meditative equipoise, bodhisattvas cultivate primordial wisdom that is completely free from ideation. So here we're talking about the primordial wisdom that realizes correctly the nature of reality. And this acts as the remedy for the three realms of existence. This cultivation mainly purifies the veil of the mental poisons. In the post-meditative phase ensuing from meditative equipoise, they cultivate the primordial wisdom that fully and thoroughly discriminates all objects of knowledge, as many as there are, in their deep and vast aspects, and so on. This cultivation mainly purifies the veil of the hindrances to knowledge. For this reason, these are considered as being two primordial wisdoms. So the second one is the one that realizes completely all things, however many they may be. It should be understood that in the context dealt with above, the first three stanzas explain the topic essence. This points out that enlightenment possesses twofold purity. The last stanza explains the topic cause. This points out that it is primordial wisdom that brings about the attainment of this twofold purity. Sheja Janjup Yunayan Dene De Yunten.
Tambo Sanchuk Ye Mokar
said
the Tapany Dint.
Lare,
Tapany Dint, Sanjo de Joker said the Joti.
Lare,
I'm yet to Joti.
Joti
Toya Panto Yonzo, young devil chick temper.
Lassa.
Move to on that Joy to Nika Sanjo,
Lassa.
In the young hit or children by the Tikaway.
Lassa. This mode of explanation begins by introducing the essence of enlightenment as the twofold purity. And then one might ask, well, what is the cause of getting that? And that is identified in this section on the cause as these two types of primordial wisdom. And then again, the result of this cause is presented. The result is not different from the essence that was the first topic. But it's just described in a different way as being the perfect abandonment and the perfect realization.
Ti tanda moment do ten je kap so nam ya je je nani ngoi ton da joi ton de khet.
So this is an explanation of from among the eight topics, the explanation of the essence and the cause. So we've looked at two out of the eight, and we have six more to go. So let's read all of the verses in the chapter that we've looked at up to this point. With its purity, attainment, freedom, benefit for oneself and others, their basis, steadfastness and greatness of nature, duration and suchness, it has eight qualities by topics, essence, cause, fruit, function, endowment, manifestation, permanence,
Leva tambole gomdon de dago keba yendo de la saza chem yabar sava chonze yanda nyela yanda ta yanda don number 2 he somba yendo semjinelo esa de ke nyimbola hirapje me ke che te lochbo
as we learned from last night how to meditate on the Buddha nature that is the true nature of mind, the verse that says, nothing whatsoever need be removed, and not the slightest thing need be added. Truly looking at truth, truth is seen, and in this seeing is complete liberation. Look with the eye of precise knowledge directly at the true nature of mind, and let go and relax. Do you have a prayer that you recite at the end?
Page 21.
Sure, that's fine. We did that one, so.
Page 23. Page 23.
Yeah.